Good morning, and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings, Venice Beach. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Tuesday, October 21st. You'll be interested to know, 146 years ago, today, in 1879, Thomas Edison successfully tested a practical incandescent light bulb that glowed steadily using a carbon filament and improved vacuum conditions. This achievement marked a major milestone in electric illumination, inspiring broad development of electric lighting systems and practical applications that transformed homes and industry. So now you know. And now, it's time for the Surf Report. This morning, it's looking fair with 2+ feet, waves rolling in and conditions are clean. The swell is from the southwest and should hold steady throughout the morning. By noon, the waves will drop slightly to 2 feet, and conditions will shift to choppy as the onshore wind picks up to 4 miles per hour. Best time to ride is at 9 a.m. with a 5-foot high tide, when the southwest swell is 1.5 feet at 14 seconds, and the sideshore wind is 1 mile per hour. The first high tide on Wednesday will be 6 feet at 9:45 a.m., followed by a 0-foot low tide at 4:45. The nearshore buoy at Santa Monica Pier reads 65 degrees for the water temperature. Thursday offers clean conditions with waves around 1 to 2 feet, making it a perfect day for beginners. Friday sees similar sizes, with waves holding at 1 to 2 feet in fair conditions, though the wind picks up slightly in the afternoon. Saturday maintains the same height but shifts to choppy conditions later as winds increase, so early sessions are recommended. This morning, it's patchy drizzle, and it feels like 58 degrees with 5-mile-per-hour wind. The sunset will take place at 6:11, and it will rise again tomorrow at 7:06. It looks like we're in for some patchy drizzle and fog early today, clearing by mid-morning, with partly sunny skies and a high near 65, plus a gentle west-northwest wind gusting up to 25. Tonight, expect patchy fog after 11 p.m., mostly cloudy skies, a low around 56, and a north-northwest wind gusting up to 25. Looking ahead in the weather, Thursday morning brings patchy fog before 11 a.m., then mostly sunny skies and a high near 67 with a light southeast breeze. Patchy fog returns late Friday night and again around dawn on Saturday and Sunday, while highs rise to around 70 on Friday, then settle near 69 on Saturday and 68 on Sunday, with lows near 59 each night. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, witches and the occasional pup will paddle in Ventura Harbor and Redondo Beach as part of a quirky October tradition. The witch's paddle will glide through Ventura Harbor on October 24th at 4 in the afternoon. The 6th annual South Bay Witches Paddle takes place in King Harbor on October 25th from 10 in the morning to noon. Participation is free, but paddleboard and kayak rentals are additional and safety rules apply, so check the event site for details. Over 60 ethereal beings are expected to gather for the festivities, so feel free to join in your best Halloween look. Now on to sports. On Monday, a Florida jury awarded Jack Nicklaus $50 million in his defamation lawsuit against Nicklaus Companies, owned by billionaire banker Howard Milstein. Nicholas, aged 85, filed the lawsuit in response to statements made by Milstein and other officials in a previous New York court case. He claimed the defendant suggested he considered a $750 million deal with the Saudi Arabian-financed LIV Golf League. Nicholas' attorney stated that proving damages to reputation is difficult, but they were pleased with the verdict. The jury found Nicholas' companies actively participated in damaging false claims about him. Nicholas' companies previously paid him $145 million for exclusive rights to his services. In local sports, Jimmy Butler scored 31 points, while Steph Curry added 23, leading the Golden State Warriors to a victory over the Los Angeles Lakers, with a final score of 119-109 on Tuesday night in both teams' season opener. LeBron James missed a season opener for the first time in his 23 years in the National Basketball Association, watching from the bench due to sciatica, which is expected to sideline him until mid-November. Luka Doncic scored 40 points, along with 12 rebounds and 9 assists, but struggled with 2 of 10 on three-point attempts, as Los Angeles lost its season opener for the 9th time in 10 years. Jonathan Kuminga scored 17 points, while Austin Reeves contributed 26 points, including 13 in the fourth quarter. The Warriors will host the Denver Nuggets on Thursday night, while the Lakers will host the Minnesota Timberwolves on Friday night. In top news, after a group of thieves brazenly broke into the Louvre Museum in Paris and snatched 8 pieces of jewelry, the race is on to recover them before they enter the black market. Robert Whitman, a former art crime investigator with the Federal Bureau of Investigation, stated that everybody in the business is discussing this theft. The global network for stolen art trades billions of dollars yearly, with the United States logging over $1.2 billion in jewelry thefts annually. Whitman described the thieves as audacious but amateurish, noting they left behind significant evidence, including the damaged crown of Empress Eugenie. In business news, Warner Brothers Discovery has officially announced it is up for sale, following interest from multiple parties, including Paramount, owned by billionaire Larry Ellison and his family. This marks the third time in a decade that its assets have been on the auction block. The company's board has initiated a review of strategic alternatives in response to unsolicited interest. Despite receiving bids for its entire operation, including coveted channels like CNN and HBO, both offers were rejected. Warner Brothers Discovery stock surged nearly 11% to $20 a share, valuing the company at $50 billion. The company is exploring options for a potential split into two entities, one focused on the studio and streaming service, and the other on basic cable and international operations. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is unchanged at about $109,000. Ethereum is unchanged at just under $3,900. And XRP is unchanged at $2.42. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates, with several locations in the San Diego area. Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class, with locations in Encinitas, Solana Beach, Oceanside, La Jolla, and more. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk tech. Liam Fetus, a respected researcher at OpenAI, recently announced his departure, igniting a frenzy among venture capitalists for his startup, Periodic Labs. The startup secured an enormous $300 million seed round, led by Andreessen Horowitz, with Felicis being the first investor. Fetus and his collaborator, Ekin Doguz-Kubuk, aim to automate material science using advanced technology. Their mission is to discover new superconductor materials, potentially revolutionizing energy consumption. While they have set up their lab, the robots are still in training, indicating that scientific discovery remains a challenging endeavor. The investor who penned a love letter did not win the deal. And in entertainment news, the Springsteen biopic, Deliver Me From Nowhere, has more soul than swagger. An electric moment occurs while recording Born in the USA with the E Street Band, showcasing the boss at his best. Director Scott Cooper's musical drama focuses on the making of Springsteen's 1982 Nebraska album, exploring his troubled inner life rather than his working-class rock swagger. Jeremy Allen White portrays Springsteen while the film dives into his childhood trauma and creative struggles. Despite some storytelling misfires, Deliver Me From Nowhere offers a solid portrait of an artist grappling with his identity. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the American journalist and author, Robert Quillen. And he said, "Character is made by what you stand for, reputation by what you fall for." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the surf reports. Have an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings, Venice Beach.